Okay, the meanest people in the world live in this part of the globe. Nobody, I can't find anyone who's prepared to say, yep, I will support England the whole way through the World Cup. I'll cheer them on from their first game. I'll be backing them all the way and I'll be punching the air with delight if they lift the World Cup trophy. I can't find anyone. You're all coming up with reasons as to why you want them put out, or indeed why you want them to have an embarrassing run or to lose early on. And the media is getting a lot of the blame. Stephen Beacom, good morning, Stephen.
How are you, Frank?
Stephen, there's a fellow, there's the first one up, a guy called Huggy. He says he's supporting England. He's the first person that I can find on the long list of texts that are coming through. We finally found someone who isn't from England who's supporting England. There's even a guy who's gone all religious on it. He says, we're Protestants. We hate the English. Isn't it unbelievable? I couldn't care less whether you're a Protestant or a Catholic. Why will you not support them? Some people believe, Stephen, it's because of the media, because of the pundits, because of how they go on and on and on about having won it in 1966 and they've God's given right to win it again.
I think there's a grain of truth in that, Frank, because some of the pundits do your head, and let's be honest about it. Whenever you're listening to the likes of Ian Wright going on and on and on about England this, England that, the other, it really can be annoying, and he's not the only one. But this England team, you know, it's a real low-key entrance into the World Cup for this England team. In years gone by, the English media would have been shouting from the rooftops that England were going to win the World Cup. I think with Gareth Southgate in charge, there's a more realistic approach to it all. And I actually don't mind this England team, I've got to be honest. You know, I don't want them to win it, but I don't want them to get knocked out early on.
But tell me, let me stop you there.
Maybe reach the quarters.
Let me stop you there. You don't want them to win it. Stephen Beacom, who's lived all his life here in Northern Ireland, your neighbour is taking part in a competition. Why do you not want them to win it?
Well, the reason I don't want them to win it is because I want Argentina to win it because of Lionel Messi. I'd love to see Messi win a World Cup because I believe his talent deserves it, and maybe it's some romantic notion of mine, but 60 years on from Pelé winning his first World Cup, I'd love to see Lionel Messi do the same, and that's why I don't want England to win it. I'm really up for Argentina to win this competition, and I haven't really thought like that since Diego Maradona was in his prime, but I do believe, Frank, this is the last chance for Lionel Messi to win the World Cup, and I hope his dream comes true, because I just love him as a footballer, I really do, and people that have met him, I've talked to him, he's one of the guys that I haven't interviewed. I've interviewed just about everyone else in the sporting world, but I've never interviewed Messi, but people tell me he's a great lad as well as a great footballer, and I would love to see him do it.
Yeah, you know, I see the wisdom in what you're saying, but if Argentina were in the final against England, it's unlikely, you know, for either of them to be in the final, but it's unlikely that England are going to be there. I think, you know, it's just, you know, I'm looking at my cousins across in England and I'm saying, you know, my real cousins, and thinking, wouldn't it be wonderful if they were to win the World Cup? I know they'd be hard to listen to, but I'm actually going in with my mindset that each night that I'm watching the TV that England are on, I will actually be hoping that they are going to win the match as opposed to lose or embarrass themselves. It's just the way of the world. And yes, I have a soft spot for a number of the teams, including the Spanish, absolutely. The Argentines as well. There's so many decent teams in it. If you were to briefly narrow it down to four, who are the four that are going to be contending it?
You got to look at Germany, Frank. They're the holders. They always deliver in World Cups. Brazil, I think they've got a brilliant attacking lineup, and they're pretty strong in defence as well nowadays. Argentina, as I've said. And if you want a surprise candidate, maybe Belgium, because they've got so many talented footballers. They normally bottle it on the big occasion, but this time I think this team has good character. But I'm really looking forward to the World Cup. It's a month of football heaven, Frank. And it should be a fantastic tournament.
Totally with you. It is heaven. It's just you can feel the buzz when it's on. But there'll be people listening to this programme who don't follow football and they think you and I are mad, Stephen. But I know how you feel and you know how I feel. You actually, it's like as if you're going out for a beautiful meal in a beautiful restaurant every night for the next month.
It's true. It's like Christmas has come for an adult. You know what I mean? It's absolutely brilliant because you're watching players, hopefully at the peak of their powers. You get drama, you get controversy, you get fun, you get entertainment. And, you know, it's also fun watching the pundits talk about the games. And for ITV this year, they've got an incredible lineup. Gary Neville's joining them for the World Cup. They've also got Roy Keane and Martin O'Neill. And sometimes the punditry can be more fun and more entertaining than the matches. I can't wait to see Roy Keane go up against Gary Neville at half-time during some controversial match, and they both disagree. And then you'll see Gary Neville wincing like he used to do as a player when he was in the Manchester United dressing room, because let's face it, nobody messes with Keane.
Absolutely, but I have to say, Neville, I think, is the best analyst on the telly.
Oh, I agree. He's absolutely fantastic. And it'll be really fascinating to see, Frank, how he copes with Roy Keane beside him. I really do hope ITV put that pair together at some stage. And Martin O'Neill, he's always brilliant to listen to as well. A very, very shrewd operator and brilliant on television.
Totally. Stephen, thank you very much indeed. So Stephen isn't supporting England because he wants Lionel Messi to win the World Cup. What about yourselves? Let me speak to, is it Davey who's on this line? Good morning, Davey.
Hey Frank, how's things, brother? All right? Looking forward to it, all right?
Like
a lot of people.
Yeah, I am. There's no doubt. Are you supporting England?
No, not one bit. Not one iota, Frank, and I'll tell you why. I used to be, like a lot of young fellas, really well into the soccer, but I think money's destroyed the whole game. But getting back to the question that you're asking, I remember, was it Leo Ferdinand? He was captain in England, and he went out to a training, and he got injured. He didn't even get a start. And there was a commentator saying, I'll never forget it. And Rio probably is thinking to himself on the way home, I could have been, since 66, the next English captain to lift the World Cup since Bobby Moore. And they blow themselves up so much. And honest to God, they really sickened me. Like, you know, I'm hard to sicken, but at the end of the day, the other plan part of that I can't stick is that their supporters, everywhere they go, there's turmoil and there's thuggery. And there's people being assaulted. Look at the last time they were in Holland. Here we go again. But I tell you what, I bet a lot of them aren't going to Russia because they won't take any nonsense. I can't stick their supporters.
It's a small element. It's a small element, we have to say. You know, the English people per se are good football supporters, but they have a thuggish element who will travel.
Yeah. Point taken, Frank. But at the end of the day, out of all the supporters in the world, where do you see thuggery coming up, bars getting smashed up, and people in the streets running, kids, women, all running out of the road. I've seen it in Paris. I've seen it in France there, and awful. I think it's totally awful. And you get the Northern Ireland boys went over to France there. They were fantastic. They got on well with the French. They got on well with everybody. Northern Ireland, 100%. But I just can't handle them. I'm sorry. I just can't handle them and their commentators and the hype. And the hype. Now, that last speaker is totally correct. They seem to be playing down a tone a wee bit. They're not going in as cocky as they usually are. This is the Lions and their own playing and all the rest of it. But I just can't handle them. I'm sorry, but that's it, right?
Them all right.
Their supporters think they're all awful.
All right, yeah. All right. That's a damning indictment of the English football fan base. We need to emphasise that it's a small minority of them, but they have some thugs who do travel with them. Sadly, that is reality. The media are coming in for a lot of stick here as well. So why will you not support England? Very hard to find people who are like me, going to cheer them on, going to watch Gareth Southgate come on and patrol the line, going to, you know, watch the likes of Sterling play in Dele Alli, going to be hoping that Harry Kane hits the net, wishing young Pickford the best when he's in nets. You know, you get behind the team and you support them. And that's what I'm doing, because I've always said this. I always, if my own team isn't there, I support the neighbour. Gary, are you going to support them?
Absolutely, Frank. Absolutely. As I said before, I'd cheer on any of the home nations that's in a tournament that includes the Republic of Ireland, and this is the Shankill Road, man. And let me tell you, see these people that damn England. You know, it's not the English team themselves, it's not the supporters, it's the media that's at fault. You know, and Stephen said there that it'd be hard to listen to if they win it. But listen, Frank, who wouldn't be hard to listen to if they won the World Cup? You know, it's your team, it's your nation's. You know, it's your nation's honour and pride if you do it. Could you picture you and us trying to keep you quiet if Byrne won the All-Ireland? We'll be still listening to you in 25, 30 years, 40 years. So, well, that's just part and parcel of sport. So it was. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, people do shout about England and that, but, Frank, they're still the biggest draw in world football. You know, you go, the Edmonton, but they're up there with Brazil and you know, I don't think there is a team like the Edmonton Brazil where they play a friendly and the media interest and the interest from the locals would be as big as England. And I think it's, they're not like, I don't know, probably from home supporters, because out of the five home nations, they're probably the best place of all of us to win anything, you know. And this time, Southgate seems to have got it right. He's played the heights of them, played down. He's kept them quiet. So he hasn't allowed the media to infiltrate the camp as much as they usually do. You know, the waves, the wags thing and all. It's been all played down, so hopefully we'll get a good tournament out of them. But I'll be cheering them on to win it, but I don't think they can. Well, I told you last week, and I've done the two back last night. My bets are Neymar top goal scorer and France to win it, and Neymar top goal scorer and Germany to win it. And I think I'll get a wee run out of them two bets. Both of them gets me over. One gets me about 700, and one gets me about 800 for a tenner if they come up.
That's some return. Gary, thank you very much indeed. 90-333-105 077-66-105-105. Let me speak to a man who probably never played football, but my goodness me, he did dominate the rugby field. However, I could be wrong. He's involved in a charity and he's available to have a yarn with us. Stephen Ferris. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Thanks very much for having me on.
Not a bother, Stephen. Stephen, did you ever play football at all? Were you ever on a soccer pitch? Did you line out and have to have a dilemma as to whether you'd be a rugby star or a football star?
I enjoy the game of football. I'm an avid Manchester United fan, and I love watching the game. But I'm looking forward to the World Cup that's obviously starting today at 4 o'clock with Russia kicking it all off. So I'll be watching with an interested eye. But no, I think as soon as I touched the rugby ball, I knew that that was going to be the sport for me.
And will you be supporting England, Stephen?
Will I be supporting England? Yeah, well, of course, you know, I like the Premier League and I look at a lot of the players that are playing in it. And, you know, England are probably the closest nation to Northern Ireland that are going to be playing in it. So, yeah, of course, I'd like them to do well. Do I want them to win it? I'm not so sure, Frank.
I just wonder why Stephen Beckham came up with the reason that he wanted Lionel Messi to win a World Cup medal, so therefore he wasn't supporting England. I think that's Stephen coming up with a darn good excuse. People can't find it in their hearts to absolutely cheer for England. And worldwide, that's the same, isn't it?
I'm not too sure. I think, you know, over the years, just the way England won the World Cup not so long ago and a few years back before my time anyway. But look, I think they've got so much talent. They've got all the players there. They've went through a few managers. There's been so much media attention that's brought on to the English team anytime there's a major competition, and that certainly doesn't help things. I know when you're in a professional setup with the rugby that, you know, unwanted media attention can certainly drag a team down. So hopefully this World Cup, they all don't get into any trouble and everything off the pitch is good, and they can reflect that on the pitch also.
Absolutely. There's another sport you play, Stephen, is the reason I want to talk to you today. You're doing golf at a great amount of it for a very good cause.
Yeah, I am. And myself, Andy Park, a former Ulster rugby player, Gary Irwin and Ashley Moore, were all members up at Royal Port Rush, and we're taking on the challenge of playing four Royal courses in one day next week. So it's going to be tough. We start down in Royal Curragh in Dublin, and then we move across and play Royal Dublin. Then we're going to get the helicopter up the Royal Belfast and then finish off on our own home track, Royal Port Rush. And everything that we do is all in aid of a couple of charities, one being Air Ambulance NI, which you can donate to if you go to My Donate and to type in Golf Fundraiser NI. And the other one is for Children in Crossfire, and you can donate by just going to Just Giving, and again, Golf Fundraiser NI, and all the money that we raise will be going to those two charities. And hopefully, after a long, long day on the golf courses, we're able to raise a few quid.
Absolutely. It's a great way to raise money, to do something that you enjoy, but you can enjoy something too much, if you understand. That's a bit of a marathon. Surely four royal courses in, you know, four different parts of Ireland over the space of one day, even with a helicopter, that's bound to drain any man or woman.
It is, and yeah, of course I love my golf, but after 18 holes on a Saturday morning competition, you know, you feel a bit tired afterwards, and you get like to sit down in front of the sofa and watch a game of rugby or a game of football in the afternoon. But, you know, four courses in one day is going to be tough. And I think mentally it's going to be tough also. Hopefully the weather is very kind to us, and, you know, we can get round. But it's going to be probably a quarter past four, half four a.m. start, and maybe a 10 o'clock finish at Portrush that night. So it's going to be a very, very long day. But I've been involved in rugby, a good team sport, for the last, you know, 10, 12, 15 years. And, you know, as long as we stick together, pull each other along, I'm sure we can get to the finish line.
Use every hour of daylight on those courses. And finally, Stephen, the lads down under, what are you expecting with the next game?
Yeah, it's interesting, Frank, with the team just released there, a number of changes. I'm not sure if some guys are just being axed, or some guys are being rested, or there's a few niggles or injuries. But again, Joe Smith has freshened up the team, and they have to bounce back. You know, they were defeated in Brisbane, and rightly so. I think Australia were the better team, and you know, the Irish team over the last two or three years, any time they've suffered a defeat, they seem to have bounced back. They're not used to losing these days, and fingers crossed in Melbourne. And I hear the weather is a lot different from Brisbane. It's cold, they're expecting snow and all sorts. So, yeah, it's going to be a challenge, that's for sure. But this Ireland team, it's well coached. There's new guys coming in, and it just seems to be a bit of fresh life about this side compared to last week. And I feel that they're definitely going to put up a challenge to this Aussie side.
Now, how important is it that they do put up a challenge on a tour like this?
I think at the minute this game's crucial. You know, you don't want to go down 2-0, and you know the series is over. Obviously, it's a 3-game series. You don't want to just be getting into this last game for absolutely nothing to play for. It's so important that they get back to winning ways. They've brought in Johnny Sexton into 10. A lot of people thought he might have captained the team, but looks like Peter Omani's going to captain the team at number 6. But it's crucial that they get a good performance and they get a result. I think deep down they know that if they perform to their best, that they can beat and should beat this Australian team. But all that said, Frank, it's a different story when you're playing away from home in front of an Aussie crowd. And, you know, those 50-50 decisions tend to go the opposite way. So it's going to be tough, but I definitely believe that the Irish lads can turn them over.
Good stuff. Stephen, best of luck with the marathon, June the 20th. If you look it up there on the web, Stephen Ferris and what he's up to at the Royal Courses, you'll find out more. Stephen, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much, Frank.
It's the former Ulster and Ireland star Stephen Ferris. 20 to 11, the time is flying away with us. Mary's got a point that she wants to make. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Mary. Supporting England?
Nope. Three words. The home championships. They were the ones who ruined it. They were too good to play Northern Ireland, them along with Scotland. And ironically, who won the last home championship? Who won the last trophy?
We still have it.
Northern Ireland.
We still have it. We are forever the home nation's champions. England are afraid to play us.
The English had the nerve to ask a couple of years ago to have that trophy returned to them.
Have
the English FA.
Yeah, have they? They've won it the most often, have they?
I think they have, but it doesn't matter. Northern Ireland won the last one, and why should we give it back?
So you're a begrudger. All these years later, you're not prepared to support England, even though deep down you must have an admiration for Southgate. You must have an admiration for their individual players. You're bound to know personally some of their fans. You've probably got relatives who are cheering for them, and you still won't back them.
No. I was supporting, I usually support the Dutch in the tournaments, but it'll be the Portuguese, I think, this time, or the Swedes. But Portuguese, probably. That should be a good match tomorrow night.
Okay, we're looking forward to that one as well. Mary, thank you. I want to speak to Phil, who I reckon will be a big football fan. Which team are you supporting, Phil, in the World Cup? England?
Frank, what about you? Frank, if them guys was playing in the Dunkle, I wouldn't go to watch them.
For people who may be from the city or visiting from out of town, the Dunkle is basically the old-fashioned version of the slurry pit. But, Phil, why would you not be following the World Cup? Are you one of these people, a bit like my producer, Ricky, who would hardly know the shape of the ball?
Frank, did you ever actually sit down and think about that? 22 millionaires running after a bag of wind for 2 hours. I never heard or seen the leg of it in my life. Madness. Absolute madness.
All right, that's as negative as you'll get. 22 millionaires running after a bag of wind. If you see it like that, well then, it isn't going to entertain you. And yet, Noel, I get relatively excited about it. 90-333-105. Right is a point to make. Right, are you supporting England?
Definitely not.
Zero. Why not?
All right. Southgate and all the English players may be the best people in the world, kind heart and soul. It's the media. We still hear about Germany losing the World Cup in 1966. If they win it, can you imagine how long it'll be on TV for and how long we have to hear for? There'll be 6-day documentaries about how great the team was and how many goals they scored.
Of course, but I think Gary Lenihan made a very good point earlier in the programme where he basically said, you know, if Northern Ireland won the World Cup, if Scotland won the World Cup, if Wales won the World Cup, if the Republic of Ireland won the World Cup, we would all want documentaries made. Sure, it's an incredible achievement.
Yeah, we would want it made, but it wouldn't be as often as many as the English ones. Look at Andy Murray when he crashed out of Wimbledon before he won Wimbledon. He was a young, plucky Scotsman, and when he won it, he's a great British player.
So you think...
Jason Buttons, no, when he crashed out, the young British driver crashed out, but when he won the World Championship, he's an English driver. Northern Ireland could play Brazil and beat them 3-1, and England play for a 2-2 draw in the news that night. There'll be the two England goals and one Northern Ireland goal.
Right, you do feel as if we're disadvantaged and the English are dominating us, or indeed are trying to give the impression that they are the big, you know, bull in the room. Is that how you all feel, that England are just above themselves? 90-333-105. Am I practically alone in supporting their football team, in so much as I'd like to see them actually progress in the World Cup? I don't think they're good enough to win it, but each game they play, I will cheer for them. Am I an idiot? There are other sports, of course. There's a gentleman who wants to make a point about, I think it's a young woman who was referred to earlier on this programme. Not a gentleman at all, it's Thomas. You know, how's he a gentleman? He said to me there's a gentleman on line 3. Well, maybe he is a gentleman. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very, very good. I know you want to tell me about a weightlifting sensation, a powerlifting sensation that you referred to some months ago, but are you going to support England in the World Cup?
Well, I might support England. I've got Spain in the sweep, so obviously I want Spain to win. But I would like to see England is going as far as possible. But I'm actually on this to speak about someone who actually is a world champion. And as you know, I was on with you a couple of weeks ago about Libby Blair, who's a 50-year-old granny from Mashanka Road, and she went to Canada there and she won the gold medal, and she's now the world champion of her powerlifting and at her level, and she also set a new British record, and that's someone from Mashanka Road from Belfast, Northern Ireland, their only country, Frank, who is a world champion.
Fair play. You're a big fan of Libby, and this powerlifting, is this like lifting weight? Is it like, you know, squats and that sort of stuff?
Yes, Frank. The reason is I know Libby from way back. She's the wife of a good friend of mine. I know the two of them a long time. And as I say, we're trying to get some money up for her to go to Calgary there in Canada for the powerlifting. That's basically you're lifting the weight, and the weight that she lifted was 190 kilograms, which is obviously a massive weight to lift, especially if you're a 50-year-old lady from a Shankill Road. But I'm sure there's other ones could lift that as well. But no, it's just a highlight. It's something that, I mean, I think you get anybody that wins a world championship at any sport or wins a gold medal in any sport should get as much publicity as possible.
Can't argue with you, Thomas. Can't argue with you. Libby, well, well done. Seriously well done. Because remember the conversation when you were heading off. Congratulations. We don't do enough powerlifting on the radio. But Thomas, when congratulations are deserved, I'm more than happy to relay them. Colin has a point he wants to make. Is he supporting England? Good morning, Colin.
Good morning to you, Frank. How are you?
Very well, fella. Go ahead.
I'm just letting you know that I'm from Bangor, and I'll be supporting England in the World Cup. I don't think they'll do exceptionally well, but I think they'll get through to the last 16, and I think we should all be supporting them.
Yeah, is there a slight hint in your voice that you're originally from England?
No. I'm originally from Carrickfergus, but I lived in England for about 30 years, so I've been home now for about the last 10.
Yeah, you see, you're not a real Northern Irish fella, you know. you've been tarnished. This is the reason you're supporting them. You've gone over and you've met some English people and you've actually liked them, you know. Surprise, surprise.
Well, anyway, come on, England. I think they'll do all right, Frank. They'll not lift the World Cup, but I think they'll do all right this time.
Okay, I'm with you on that. And Matthew, another English supporter. Have we finally found a run of them here now?
Good morning, Frank. How's things?
All good, fella. Are you supporting them?
Yes, I will. I'll support them all the way. As you'll be glad to know, I'm a big Man United fan.
Well, you know, I'll allow you to be misguided in your club judgment, but I'm understanding if you're supporting England because they are our neighbours and would like to see Gareth Southgate and his charges do well. How far do you think they can go?
Well, I think they could go all the way to the quarters or even the semis, but I think if we're watching England, you know, in the Premier League all year, I think we should support them all the way.
Yeah, it is the English Premier League, even though it's dotted with footballers from all around those World Cup countries. But it is the English Premier League that entertains us so well. And finally, a word from Michael, who's on this line. Who are you supporting, Michael?
Hiya, Frank. I'm not a football supporter as such. I'm a rugby guy through and through. England were the...
Oh, your line isn't good. You're a rugby man through and through. I'll just check it once more to see. Are you supporting them or not?
Yeah, well, I would support them based on the fact that England were the only home nation that gave the vote to Ireland for the 2023 Rugby World Cup. All the other home nations said no, including France, etc. But based on that, I would give England my support as a rugby player.
Okay. That's fine. That's another sport being impressed by the English attitude and as a result deciding to support them now in the World Cup. You can continue to let us know. We're on the countdown to the beginning of the World Cup. Of course, it starts this afternoon with the host nation Russia against Saudi Arabia. So That's the big game to get it going. I know many people think, gosh, that's not much of a game. However, all the pomp and circumstance that goes with it will be, I'm sure, something that will be marvellous to see. And I think Robbie Williams is part of the lineup for the entertainment. He will be entertaining you live from Russia. You can see that on UTV at 4 o'clock.